watching that film, what did you take away from that?
Well, you know, just got to play better, period. Every phase of the game, nothing was good. And it's really, really all you can get from it. I mean, we did maybe one or two good things out of about 80, 90 plays on defense. So, you know, we just got to tighten things up. I mean, nobody has their head down around here. You know, obviously, it was tough yesterday, but we got to move on. We got another tough team to face this week.
Is that hard to watch again?
Yeah, it's difficult, but, you know, at the same time, you know, it's the NFL. I mean, every week is different, and you take what you can from losses, but you obviously don't want that to be something that you duplicate down the road.
How do you move past that? How do you turn the page on that? Because that's easier said than done, isn't it?
Maybe for some people, but I know for me personally, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like getting beat at corner. You just got to keep on moving, because if you worry about what happened to you before, you know, think bad things will happen to you.
Have you ever dealt with the travel like this for a game?
Travel?
Yeah, like this kind of travel you have to do.
Well, I played overseas before, you know, in Japan, but that was years ago, and it was a preseason game. You know, during the regular season, it's something that, you know, we just got to deal with. I mean, the 49ers dealing with it, so you can complain about it all you want, but we got to go win a football game.
Champ, what do you know about London?
Nothing. I know it's cold and rainy. Every time I watch the British Open, whatever that is, it's always cold and rainy and windy, so that's what I'm expecting.
Champ, when you come off a game like that, there's people say, you know, did you quit? Has the coach lost the team? You know, lost the locker room, that type of thing. What do you say? Is there concerns about that concept?
Not in here, not at all. We know we have a good coach. We know we have a good team. We got to play like it, and we got to show it during the week in preparation. And let that carry over to Sunday, because really, if you don't prepare during the week, that's what's going to show up on Sundays. And we just got to hone in on what we have to do to get better this week.
Do you think anybody saw it coming, what happened last week, you know, during the week, or was it just any other week going in?
No, you can tell when you have good weeks of practice or not. And, you know, we didn't feel great about it, the way we practiced, but you would never think it would get out of hand like it did. But that goes to show that if you don't feel good, completely good about what you do during the week, then you never know what's going to happen. And we don't need to go into games not knowing that, you know, we have a shot at winning.
McFadden's a good back. Gore might be a great back. How do you slow him down after what McFadden did?
Every week it seems like we got a big test on running backs, and it seems like that's the way our schedule is. And, you know, Gore doesn't get all the accolades as much of these other guys, but he's one of my top five backs in this league, so... I mean, we got our hands full. We definitely got to stop that running game just as well as we should have last week. It, you know, it's just another task at hand that we got to get done. And it starts today.
Looks like you're going to be facing David Carr. What do you remember about him? He hasn't played in a while.
I'm looking now to see what I can see, because there isn't a lot of film on him, not as of late. You know, a couple here and there, but not a lot of film. And, you know, we just got to go out there prepared to play San Francisco's offense, and, you know, we'll worry about who's the quarterback later.
I know early on in his career, he was one of the most sacked quarterbacks in the league his first couple of years, so I'm assuming that you guys want to do that early and often.
Well, he wasn't on a great football team back then, and, you know, he was hit a lot. That's a long time ago. I know he doesn't want to get hit, but the guy, we know he could take licks because he's still standing.
How about facing Crabtree in their wideouts?
Crabtree, he's one of the best when he has the ball in his hands, I'll tell you that. And, you know, Morgan, he's a guy that's real strong. But we know who their most explosive player is 85. And Vernon Davis is one of the best. He's showing it every week. And he's already scored four times already. So, I mean, guy's explosive, and we got to be ready for it.
Did the new rules affect you at all? Did it bother you at all? Did you see any difference out there?
Not really. I don't think so. I don't feel like there was a big difference. I know the... You know, some guys maybe, but me personally, no.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It doesn't play any role in what we have to do going forward or what we've done in the past. It's another game we got to win. And it really doesn't matter where we play.